Welcome to the episode here that we are going to be doing for the Sucast. This is episode number 47. And if you haven't just yet, please do go ahead and give this a rating wherever you're listening to, as that helps drive the podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about something different. It's a little bit different episode here. Something that I wanted to talk about that I actually saw on social media, and some of you listening to this might have seen this as well, and it was a trending thing. It was kind of like a viral thing going around here in the Philippines. And, you know, this isn't actually just exclusive to the Philippines. I think it can be applicable anywhere around the world. And that is, there was a, I don't know if this was like a social experiment or what, but someone was going around and basically asking women of different ages what they would require a man to earn in order to date them. So, yes, again, these women had an expectation, or at least a standard, for what a man is earning in order to take them out on a date. And I found that very interesting, actually. So that's what I want to talk about in this episode. And I hope to hear some of you guys' thoughts as well. So grab your drinks, your coffee, your water, your alcohol, whatever it may be. Let's get to it. Okay, so the post in question that kind of sparked this whole thing becoming a, you know, viral, really. I originally saw it from a different page that shared it, but the original page that made it seems to be called Black Cookies Production. So I'll put the link here in the description if you guys want to watch it. It's actually in video format, but which also went viral. You know, it has 44,000 reactions, nearly 14,000 comments, and 10,000 shares, right? I think they did a men's version also. Like they also asked some guys in terms of what they would want these women to earn. But originally it was this one, right? It was the original post that got shared a bunch, and then a ton of pages picked it up, shared it around. Now, the main thing about here, of course, is the question of these guys, Black Cookies Production, BCP, love it. they went around. It's one of these malls here in the Philippines, by the way. I'm not sure exactly which mall it is, but they are going around and they're basically asking these women, first off, if they're single, and secondly, if they were to be approached by a guy, or, you know, if they were in the Philippines, there's a thing like courting. If they're courted by a guy, or if they're approached by a guy, how much would they require this guy to be earning to allow them to like date them or court them or whatever, right? Now, the thing is too, when I was watching this, I was kind of like, well, how does the conversation of my salary earnings actually pop up before you date or on a date, right? I guess originally people are going to be like, yeah, you know, what do you do for work, or, you know, something like that. But essentially, are people actually sharing like how much they earn on the first date or beforehand, you know, to take someone out? I guess you would be able to know, really, just some people judge off the book of the cover, right? But interesting, because now I'm thinking like, yeah, how would they actually know how much you're earning? But regardless of that and how that kind of unfolds, based on the couple, of course, the main thing here was what these women were saying, right? These were women from, it seems like, different ages. Relatively young women, right? For the most part, at least what I could gather. But essentially, they had varying ranges that they're saying, like, okay, you know, from 10,000 pesos, which for those in the non-Filipino listeners, 10,000 pesos is about $250-$300-ish a month, which actually is you can get by. I feel like you could get by with 10,000 a month. If you are really, really like scrimping, you know, like that is not minimum wage. Minimum wage here in the Philippines is probably closer to like 18 to 20,000, which it should be higher with inflation and everything. But yeah, so just to kind of throw that out there. So people listening from different countries have an idea, right? These women are basically saying, some said 10,000 pesos a month, some said 20,000. And of course it went, I think the highest might've been 50,000, or around 45 or something like that, 45,000, which is, you know, roughly more or less 1,000 US dollars a month. Now, minimum wage, or I guess I should say the average wage, in the Philippines currently in 2023, according to Google, is anywhere from 70 to 110,000. That is the median salary, which is weird because, wait, that can't be right. There's no way that is right. Yeah. Okay. Okay. This looks more realistic, right? So average salary in the Philippines in 2023, is around 44,800 pesos is the average. The low is 11,300. And I believe, minimum wage in the Philippines in 2023 is closer to, I think they have increased it recently, but it's like 610 pesos a day or, you know, something like that. So if you were actually to do the math, that is around 17,000 pesos a month or something like, yeah. Okay. I just did the quick math. It's about 17,000 pesos a month. So that's what it's working with, right? And the funny thing too is they did do this for, like I said, they asked men as well, what salary range would they require a woman to be earning in order to date them? And it's just kind of funny because obviously, like, I feel like the majority of the men they asked, they just kind of lowballed it. You know, they're just happy really if either they're going on a date or they have a date, and like if the girl knows how to cook or, you know, take care of them and whatnot. I think that traditionally is still a very important thing, obviously. But I guess the biggest thing that I wanted to talk about here wasn't so much what the guys were saying, it was what the women were saying. And there was a ton of comments. Like, if you guys can go find that post once again, it's kind of interesting to read the comment section about that, because it does seem like there's a lot of angry guys, you know, and just angry people about the fact that these women were saying that they would require this amount of salary. And so first off, I'm very interested to hear what you guys have to say about that. So if I'll leave a poll up here, at least on Spotify, and I'm not sure if Apple has this as well, the other places that the podcast is uploaded to. But if you guys want to, go ahead and share your thoughts on this topic, because for me, I found this very interesting, right? But I would also go ahead and say that I agree. You know, like, in these days, people need to make money, man. You know, people got to get by. And honestly, life is expensive. Like, life is getting more expensive. If you guys have been following anything financial in the past couple of years, you know that inflation, interest rates, all this stuff is going up. Your 1,000 pesos now that used to be able to buy you a week of groceries can barely buy you half a week. You know what I mean? Or like the amount of groceries you got for that have drastically reduced. So even going out on dates is quite expensive, right? I mean, it's a lot more than it used to be. And that's not just here in the Philippines. That's globally, right? So I first and foremost, I'm just going to say, like, I agree with the fact that saying, you know, these women that they asked, and I'm sure there's a lot more women out there that feel this way, it's fine to have this standard for yourself. You know, if you want a partner in life that earns a certain amount of money, or at least hits this certain bracket financially, you're all for it. You know, you should be able to. That's all good for you, right? You have the freedom of that choice, and they should be exercising that choice. And the same can be said for the men, right? I mean, even in the men, even if they said, hey, I don't really care if, you know, my lady partner that I take on a date isn't earning anything, right? Some said, as long as she's pretty, maybe she knows how to cook, maybe she doesn't. But, you know, at the end of the day, everybody kind of has this standard, right? Now, when it comes to financially, I don't know why there was so much negativity thrown in this whole discussion when it was women saying that they required a certain amount of money from these men, right? And I think part of it, you have to also understand, like, culturally here in the Philippines as well, how sometimes in some of these families, it is usually the females that are end up being like breadwinners, for example, supporting, you know, their families, or they also in their relationship dynamics, they become somewhat of the breadwinner. And I think, you know, more and more as life goes on and we get further into, you know, the years here, and with everything happening financially, like, people ultimately just want a partner that can contribute, right? Now, I know there's 100 ways to be able to contribute other than financially. You know, you can do your chores, you can cook, you can clean, you can do all this stuff. You can be there mentally for them. You can do all that stuff. But really, guys, at the end of the day too, finances are important when it comes to relationships. Like, this is a discussion that a lot of people like to avoid. And I've been there in the past, right? But financials should always be a topic of discussion. No matter, you know, if you are in a long-term relationship, if you're just starting, it should be on your mind. Maybe not right away, right? First date, you know, worrying, is this person earning this much money? You know, are they going to be earning 100,000 pesos a month, or are they on the track to do that? Like, if it's first date things, I don't think that's super important, right? I mean, that can probably be saved down the road if things get serious. But also, you can't fault the people that are at least concerned about it that early on, right? I would say that now, if you were blocking yourself off completely from first dates just because, you know, they weren't in the financial bracket you're looking for, which again begs me to question, how would you actually know before you get to that first date? Unless you know, most people these days are meeting online. And I don't know if there's just a new thing these days where you're like, hey, what's your salary? You go straight to that. I don't know. It's been a while, right, since I've had to go through that. But if that's how things are now, and, you know, these ladies are basically hinting at the fact that you know how much someone's earning before they even first date, or again, that's their requirement, I think ultimately, you know, what it comes down to is just, number one, are they actually working? Like, if they're not studying, are they working, or are they doing both? You know, I think that's the important thing here for a lot of these women, is they ultimately just don't want to end up on a first date with a guy or someone that is not earning anything, you know, because then, yes, you know, that initial excitement, love, and all that killing factor and all that is great. But hey, down the road, man, you know, just running on that killing factor alone and not contributing financially to anything is not going to end well for a lot of relationships out there, especially nowadays. So again, when I was, you know, watching this and seeing the post and kind of reading the comments, it's kind of just funny to me that there is a lot of people out there still that choose to, who are completely capable of working and earning an income, especially in a day and age where you can actually work from home and, you know, freelance, or, you know, there's so many opportunities out there, and there's still a lot of people that actually choose not to do something, you know. Now, obviously, if you are held back due to, let's say you're disabled, or, you know, something is going on that's holding you back from actually earning money, then I get it, right? Then, unfortunately, that just has to happen in your conversation when you're trying to go out and date. But I would say there's also a vast majority of people, not just here in the Philippines, but in the world in general, that are kind of lazy to go out and find work, right? Find means, especially if they're taken care of. And this is something that I have seen while living in the Philippines now for 12 years, right? I've seen so often, more often than not, women taking care of their male partners, right? And I think there's just this transition going on, obviously, in the past few years and everything, where, yeah, you know, they want to either be matched or at least have that contribution there financially, someone that can take care of them, not just financially, but also, of course, you know, holistically, I think is very important here. And that should go both ways. Like, that's where I'm kind of ending up here is, you know, really both ways it should work that way. I think the whole, you know, dynamics of a relationship have really developed over the past, I don't know, decade even, right? It's very common nowadays that females sometimes, in depending on the work that they, the work field they are in, they earn more than their male counterparts, right? And it can even be said vice versa, right? Some men still earn quite a bit of money in certain fields, right? In comparison to females. So I think, you know, really when it comes down to it, if you have this standard, it's completely okay. That is in your right to have that. There are so many, there are billions of people out there in the world. You'll eventually find yours. But what I have to say about this whole thing and challenging the people out there that might be going against this mindset is, once again, looking at what you bring to the table, right? What do you bring to the table? And knowing that in this day and age, financial stability, financial freedom, financial independence, or at least financial knowledge and financial IQ, all the stuff, including financials, basically is something that everybody should know as they go on through life, right? You cannot go through life constantly being broke, not having any money, relying on other people to take care of you, unless, like I said, of course, medically or something, you're disabled. You need that reliance on someone else. But I would say 90% of the people out there, obviously, maybe even listening to this, there's something that you can do that you can bring to the table financially, right? And I will say that obviously, again, when you kind of break down relationships here and there, finances is always an important thing. It's not the only thing, right? It shouldn't be the only thing. There's way more to relationships than that, but financials are very important. They're a foundation, I feel like, for a lot of successful relationships. So, you know, nowadays, once again, whether it be the males or the females who have this requirement of their future partners or people they're dating, so be it. Let them have that, right? So I'm going to wrap it up here, guys. Quick, short episode about something just kind of in the culture that caught my attention. Trendy, viral thing going on. And like I said, I'd love to hear you guys' thoughts on this. So if you can, go ahead and share your thoughts here on the app you're listening to. And I'll take a look at that. All right. So if you guys like this kind of episode as well, where we talk about some of these cultural things going on or current trends or current things going on, let me know as well. But that'll be it for me. Thank you guys so much. Please, again, do rate the episode wherever you're listening to, and we'll see you guys in the next one.